Thank you very much. Ometedo gozaima. Congratulations. I understand that this is the eve of your commencement, and I'm certain that you are very pleased to have completed your courses this year. I'm very happy to have the opportunity to speak to you today, and I hope that my topic will be of interest to you. I understand that many of you have taken a course in comparative culture here, that others of you have visited the United States, and that others of you have the intention of going to the United States in the future. Given that, I think that many of you have probably already encountered the phenomenon of the American working woman. You may have wondered who she is, and particularly what her status is, what her roles are, and what her goals and ambitions may be. I'd like to talk to you for a few minutes about the American working woman. But before I do so, I want you to bear in mind that she eludes ready categorization. There is no one American woman, much less one American working woman, just as there is no one American Japanese working businessman or working woman. Particularly in the United States, you must take into account that the working woman may be anywhere between the ages of 14 and 65. She does not necessarily leave the working force early. She may be Caucasian, she may be black, she may be Asian, Mexican, Indian, or any of the other diverse ethnic backgrounds we have. And particularly of interest to you, she may well be the head of a household, and the household with dependent children, in which case she is the single and only wage earner in her particular family. Given all of this diversity, and not even mentioning her educational background, her socioeconomic background, her religious views, etc., it is very difficult to categorize the American working woman in a brief time. So I want you to be aware that what I am going to say is merely suggestive. It's merely an overview. And as we jokingly say in the United States, beware. All generalizations are false, including this one. I think that a few statistics at the outset would be of interest to you. And while at first glance they may suggest to you that the status of the working woman in the United States is similar to the status of the working woman in Japan, I think there are more important fundamental differences than similarities. For example, recent government statistics indicate that the U.S. working woman... hear me.
You can hold it if you want it, if you can.
I think I can. You can't hear. Can you hear better now? Is that better? Well, not only am I one of those tall Americans, wait, how is... Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Is that better? Is that better in the back of the room? Okay. That didn't sound like a Japanese at all. That sounded very westernized. Okay.